In Detroit, Louis Farrakhan, leader of the Nation of Islam, is in the middle of a speech billed as his final national address. Minister Farrakhan has been battling complications from cancer. NPR's Rachel Martin is live at Ford Field, where the Black Muslim leader is speaking to thousands of his followers at their annual convention. Rachel Martin, what is the scene there? Who's in the crowd?
Hi, Rebecca. Well, there are thousands of people who've packed into Ford Field today. They've braved a really horrific ice storm to be here, and it's full of members of the Nation of Islam. You know that by their dress. A lot of people are dressed in the traditional uniform of Nation members, the women in long white gowns and white hijabs. There are also non-members here, though, and non-Muslims here, which illustrates the breadth of the message that Minister Farrakhan is trying to put out there today, which is one nation under God, a message of unity and reaching out to people of different faiths.
And does his message include some goodbyes?
It is. It is a goodbye. A lot of people have been reticent to say that he's going anywhere for good. He has recovered from serious health problems, but this is being billed as his last major address. But he's pointed out several times that in the course of his speech, he's referenced goodbye speeches from previous leaders of the Nation of Islam, even referencing Jesus' Last Supper. So there's clearly an indication that this may be his major address, his last major address, and he's planning on taking a significant step back in the leadership of the nation.
Well, if he does take a step back, what does that mean for the Nation of Islam?
Well, people with whom I've spoken say there's no clear successor as of yet. Minister Farrakhan appointed an executive committee last year when his health started to fail. That committee has been taking over the day-to-day operations of the nation. And experts say that Minister Farrakhan has worked very hard to create an infrastructure and autonomous governing bodies that he hopes will be able to take over and make the nation a more autonomous body when he does take more significant steps back. But at the end of the day, people are hoping that he's going to not be anywhere very far and that he's going to be around as the spiritual leader of the nation for a long time to come.
NPR's Rachel Martin in Detroit. Rachel, thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay warm.
Thanks.